I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
We all know about the old adage, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. There's no more case that's as true than during the severe health crisis. Yes, even though we're in the midst of a health crisis, there are those who try to take advantage of what they must perceive as an opportunity. Let's take a look at just a few. Joe Biden's presidential campaign sent an email to state leaders offering to connect them with desperately needed coronavirus resources. They say they had received a significant number of offers from organizations and people eager to offer resources. And this begs the question of why these companies aren't working with the federal government directly, or if they are, why they're holding back much-needed resources for political reasons. At least one governor's office said the Biden campaign was making their jobs really difficult by operating outside the federal process and by refusing to engage with the administration's efforts. The office indicated it actually makes our job harder. We have a process in place for deploying and acquiring resources, as well as engaging in missions. But Biden's campaign has been looking for a little bit of PR since no one has been paying much attention to him during this crisis. And then there's the attempt of MSNBC Weekend show host Joy Reid suggesting Donald Trump may use his health crisis to start reigning as a monarch. You heard it right. She said he has always wanted to rule as a king, and this crisis just gave him an excuse to do exactly that. She said, quote, "It's hardly news that Trump has always had designs on reigning as a monarch with unlimited power rather than serving as a mere president in a democracy," end of quote. Unbelievable, but true. Then you have an Ohio state lawmaker, Democrat State Representative Tavia Golansky, who has stretched the limits of all credibility. She plans to refer President Trump for crimes against humanity for expressing hope in hydroxychloroquine to treat coronavirus patients. She let it be known that I've been to The Hague. I'm making a referral for crimes against humanity. Now, many initial studies and many physicians around the world have reported remarkable success treating seriously ill coronavirus patients with hydroxychloroquine, the antibiotic azithromycin, and in some cases, zinc. A poll of 6,200 physicians in 30 countries published just last week found hydroxychloroquine is the best drug available to treat COVID-19. 1 week ago, the FDA authorized emergency use of hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19 patients in hospitals and in clinical trials. But in the meantime, Representative Golansky wants President Trump to be tried before a world court for crimes against humanity for expressing hope in hydroxychloroquine to treat coronavirus patients. Where's the media in calling out these claims being made during an epidemic that's claiming thousands of lives in the U.S. alone? Where's the media in reporting that hydroxychloroquine may actually be a source of relief from coronavirus? Is it the fact that because Donald Trump has made a recommendation that people use it in conjunction with their doctor's oversight a reason to reject its use? Surely President Trump could not recommend something that might be of great value, could he? Apparently, the political value in attacking the president is much greater than allowing those who are suffering from coronavirus the opportunity to try something that might save their lives. When this whole crisis is over and done, these naysayers are going to have to answer for their attempts to politicize an issue that will have taken many thousands of lives. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.